Starting the new year alone and single, it's probably the best thing for you. So, personally, I'm in a predicament right now where, well, I'm single now. I'll just put that in the air. So I've been in a relationship for a long time, for a while. So I had to kind of figure out what it means to actually do something for yourself. And, you know, I'm also at that point where I'm entering a new phase, or not a new phase, but like a new part of life. You know, I'm entering that, full-time job area of your 20s, you know, just walking into it. Sorry, you might end up hearing me drink water through this episode. But, like, I kind of don't know what that means. I've been right, and I'm second guessing myself on what that means, because now I have a whole lot of time on my hands. But like, people say, like, when you're single, it's time, especially when you're like young and single, to figure out who it is you really are, and, you know, what you like to do. And I don't know, I thought that that's what, you know, everyone did in their free time already. You know, I thought that's, you know, but I thought that was something, you know, people did already, you know, in their free time. Why, like, I never thought, I guess when people say, you know, I'm finding myself from, you know, figuring out what I like to do, it's like, so what were you doing with your free time beforehand? Like, even when you were in a relationship, or, you know, you lived in like a busy household where, you know, you guys do stuff together all the time. You know, it's like, does everyone else just sleep when they're bored? So I'm kind of at a crossroads where, do I know who I am, or, you know, do I not? You know, because it's, you know, when you're coming out of like a long relationship like I am, it's like, now there's a lot of free time, a lot more free time on your hands. And, you know, just not talking to them, or, you know, not seeing them. It's, you know, I'm starting to realize how much time is given into a relationship. So that's why I'm like, do I know what I like to do, or do I not? And, you know, How do I find what it is I do if I'm not doing that already, you know? Yeah, I'm, you know, I'm like, I'm at the crossroads. But these pauses aren't me sniffling and crying. You know, podcasts and trying to keep the conversation going. But what I think it means to I don't think people really mean to find what they like to do. God, mind you, I don't live everybody's life. You know, people might be 26, 27, not knowing what it is they like personally like to do. But I always try to do something that I like to do when I'm bored, you know, whether that's, you know, reading a book, or, you know, whatever. Like, so I kind of find it, like I said, I find that weird that people don't know what it is that they like to do. So I guess a lot of this free time is, for me, it's going to be being who I want to be. If that makes sense. I'm sure it makes sense. Because, a lot of people have jobs that they don't like, or, they're in situations that they don't like. So I guess if you know what it is that you like to do during your free time, and who you are personally, I guess, I guess this episode isn't going to be, or like, obviously isn't for people who are like recently single. This is just for anybody who's looking for a change, and trying to take control of the free time that they have. So I think a lot of when you realize how much time is in the day, whenever that is for you, whether it's because you don't do overtime at work, or you don't have a second job, or you're out of a relationship, or whatever, like you, or you're just a, regular, not regular person, but you just wake up one day and you just realize, because that's how it is for me sometimes. You just wake up and realize, like what you're doing wrong, or what you should be doing, or whatever the case may be. So I, realizing how much time is in the day, I think the best thing you can do is turn the time into, use that time into being who it is you want to be. Whether that's someone who's better at golfing, someone who wants a new job, someone who wants a better job, or someone who's just, still chasing their dreams. It's more time to put into that. Because no matter how much you believe this world is, if, what's the word I'm looking for? Optimistic, or if I put in the work, I'll see the results. And I'm like, which is true. I think you also have to keep in mind that whenever you do something, whenever you chase something, you're going up against every single other person that also wants to do it. And because of the internet, and because people can travel now, and well, not because of COVID, but going from one location to another is so much more easier nowadays. You're playing against people in a lot in a pot that's much bigger than 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Not that I was alive then, but obviously we've made technological advancements since then. So you're playing against a much bigger pool of people. And like now, because of the internet, that it also makes a bigger circle, or a bigger, competition pool. So, not trying to dive into that, but realizing that, well, not, you don't have to realize anything when you have, when, you know, when, maybe you do. I'm rambling now. I need to go back to writing notes. It's really hard for me to come up with episode ideas nowadays. I don't know why. Before, they were coming up on the fly, and I was just making notes on them and then making episodes as I go. Don't know, nowadays I'm like getting blocked by something, I don't know what it is. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I have so many ideas written down. It's just, I don't, not so many, but I have ideas written down. I'm just not confident in them. 'Cause I'm running out of material. I don't know what else I need to start digging deeper. I feel that's something. Yeah, see, this is something I want to put my time into and get better personally. Sorry if you guys can hear that. But like, you know what I mean? There's something for everybody, you know? There's always something that. You want to do, you want to get better at. So I think to stop pausing between my words. That's what I need. That's what I think I need to do, or in between my sentences. But use that time to be a better you. You know what I mean? It's yeah, some people like I don't know how that's possible, but some people are, older than me, don't know, what it is that they, like to do. They just, I guess, thought to do these things, because they were told to or whatever, and they don't really know what it is that they like to do. And some people think that they know who they are, but haven't tried enough things to realize or to really realize who it is that they are, So whatever it is that you do with your free time, like I said, that can be new free time that you've always had and just want to do something with finally. Just, I don't know, live, I guess, Live in the sense of you can only do this once because you can. This is a one-time deal, Because what you don't want is you don't want to not do something or do one thing and then like a year or two later, 6 months later, realize and think to yourself, I should have done this. So do it now. Whether that's, you're in school and you have a dream job, but you've been upset, depressed, or blinded by something, remember what it is that you originally wanted, And if what you wanted has changed, that's life. And you're always one decision away from something else, or you're always one decision away from a completely different life. So if you're in school or you're or whatever, you realize that this isn't what you want to do. Every minute that goes by and you're not changing it, it's on you. You only get one life, and you can either play it safe or you can live, I guess, because I'm not gonna say, play violently or play hard or, go big or go home, but you can live or you can play it safe, And playing safe might get you, it'll get you a house, it'll get you a nice car. It get you security in the long run. Is that, I'm not even gonna say is that what you want as in the terms of like you want to be rich, but or like go big or go home, like own a super yacht or don't. But is a life of safety and not being you, what you want in the long run. And for people who know who they are and have realized that they have free time now, however old you are, whether you're like young like me or a little bit older or whatever age, whatever age. I'm so sorry if you can hear me drink my water. Whatever age you are, Sorry. You know, whatever. Sorry. Whatever age you are, there's always, you want something. Everyone has ambitions, everyone has dreams, everyone wants to be better at something. Or if your life's headed where you want it to be, but you still have time, because you're out of a relationship, or now you only have one job, or whatever, do something, because like I said, you don't want to be a week later, a month later, half a year later, a year later, wishing that you weren't. There's tired and then there's exhausted, and I think that's the difference between people who get what they want and people who don't. Different. That's There's tired and there's exhausted. And like I said, you've done all your schoolwork on time, studied here and there like you're supposed to, but you're still going up against other people. It's you against shit. It can be depending on, if you're in school and this is applies to you, it can be you against your dorm mate when it gets down to it, because it is. There's always something to do, whether it's have fun and relax by yourself, doing what you want to do for once, or being who you want to be, or getting what you want. There's always time for You're only bored because you think you're done, you think there's nothing to do. But there's something to do. There's always something to do. There's always something to learn. Always something to have fun doing. People who miss you. Always something to do. Remember, boredom leads to depression, so get off your ass. Do something. And this is a little, episode I just thought of, so I recorded. I like my new equipment, so it's my new motivation, but I do need to, and this is something I needed to. This is and that's why I started Bear Talks, because I just needed some things, So hope you guys enjoyed the episode. I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace. So today we're going to be talking about the difference between a queen and a princess, but from a man, male guy's perspective. You guys know I hate the grown-up words, but welcome to the episode.